Okay, I'm officially calling the ANC 1D commission meeting to order. Commissioners present, McKay Boscherman, Edward Scott. God, tell me because I can't remember right now. Pronounce it.
Lepanto.
Lepanto? Lepanto.
Phil.
Well, you know, I like to do the last name thing for the record, but we do have a quorum.
If I could, it's January 6, 2009. And the time is 7:09.
Thank you, Jack. First order of business is that everything is diminished. Everybody steps down, and we get to voting for the officers first.
Do we know when Oliver's going to be here?
I would prefer to wait till
Oliver. Yeah. So I'm suggesting we go ahead with the public discussion beforehand, and then wait as long as we can for Oliver to come before we do the vote for officers.
Okay.
Is that acceptable?
Fine.
The requirements are only that we do it in January.
Okay, fine. We can do that.
We'll start the open discussion.
Oh, I just wanted to say a few things about...
Who are you?
Oh. Hi, I'm a former Commissioner 1D01, Jane Zara, and it's fun to sit here for now. And I don't know if the Commission is voting on the grants program, but I just wanted to say a few things, and it's based on sort of a stream of consciousness communication that I sent out today. And I can provide a more formal sort of synopsis of the program if it... would be productive. Anyway, so about the grants program, I just want to excerpt from this. A lot of time and effort was put in by several people from the community and the commission, and I really want to thank them from the bottom of my heart for that. And I didn't mention Ade in the letter, but I also want to thank him for showing up at the and following through. Okay, so I just want to put that on the record. I want to thank everyone, and there were lots of bumps and shortcomings and a complicated process, but analysis of these things could really provide for a fruitful process in the future without such things. Let's see. I think it succeeds in allowing, if it happens, underrepresented in our community to have a voice. There were between 33 and 37 applications, and they reflected a myriad of interests in the neighborhood and concerns, and I applaud that. Let's see. And actually, and correct me if I'm misquoting here or mischaracterizing, but when we were at the annual meeting last year where the treasurer and Greg came on behalf of the chairman for the ANC hearing 2008, there was concern about ANC storing large sums of money for people weren't sure why, you know, and I think they categorized it as above 30,000. So that was one of the concerns that ANCs might have a lot of money and no one really knows what they're going to use it for the public good. So this is a good way of exemplifying something that could happen for the public good. And the other thing is it reflects a bottom-up rather than a top-down approach, which is I think, a very good thing for the community and what the commission is supposed to stand for, community interests. The process needs objective and aggressive outreach. I think we did it, but it could happen more easily if you guys have, like, short-term staff that would do it at a particular time, short-term intense staff. And I'm not talking about executive director, but just outreach people. And the Spanish translation, that was great. Maybe there should be some other languages reflecting groups in the neighborhood that are underrepresented, like Vietnamese, Thai. I don't know what exists, which shows maybe that I'm out of touch. But that should be considered, too. The evaluation process, in terms of the review process, I think we arrived at a balance, although it took a little bit of turmoil, where there was a sequestered review process, and there wasn't a lot of influence from the outside in terms of lobbying. And then there was transparency because the things were published in timely manner. So that was a good way to balance the process. And it was all the information was given to the commission so that they could vote, and the public is aware of the ideas and how they were ranked.
Okay, your time is up, Jane.
Okay.
Can you pass it on, and then if you got some more, we can come back to you?
Okay. I just have one more minute.
If I could, I'd like to note that Oliver arrived at 7:13.
Good evening, Claudia Schlossberg. I'm here representing here Mount Pleasant, as well as Alberta Farafino, who hopefully will be here, but is apparently late. First of all, I want to welcome everybody back and say Happy New Year. We had a very busy year last year, and I want to thank all of the commissioners for all the work that was done in support of the restaurants in an effort to get rid of restrictions on their licenses that have hurt them in terms of their ability to move forward with business plans. I'm here, and my statement tonight is in support of and asking the ANC to do what it must do legally, which is pass a resolution authorizing the ANC to note an appeal of the decision that we received recently regarding the motion for reconsideration of the decision in Don Juan's restaurant. It's due the 15th. Here Mount Pleasant will file its own notice. Mr. Farafino is planning to file its notice. We would encourage and ask the ANC to file its notice. That notice simply preserves your rights to pursue the appeal. It is not filing a brief, or you don't have to get into any of the issues. And then it gets put on a calendar that moves very, very slowly. So decisions about, you know, who's going to file the brief, whether you're going to join in somebody else's brief, all of that can be taken up much later in the process. But if you miss this deadline, then you're out of it completely. So I just want to encourage you to do that and offer, we will, for example, provide you the copy of what we filed. And it's a very pro forma piece of paper. It doesn't really say anything, so that, you know, you can do so easily. And again, I would thank you for all the support and all the hard work. I think we made a lot of progress. We didn't resolve everything. We didn't win everything, but we really, I think, moved forward together as a community. Thank you.
That was good, Claudia. You were right on your time.
Anybody else?
Pedro Avilés, and I'm here both in capacity as a consultant for the Mount Pleasant Library, just to let you know that I am getting feedback from different individuals and different groups in the community regarding what they have experienced with the Mount Pleasant Library and what would they like to see the Mount Pleasant become once it's reopened after it's been remodeled. I'm also here representing Fiesta DC. I'm just hoping that I might be able to talk individually, one-on-one, with some of the members of the ANC, so that you can probably tell me what you have experienced with the Mount Pleasant Library, what would you like to see happen once it reopens, and whether you have heard any comments or feedback from your constituents regarding how we can have a much better library. So I will be contacting, I think I have contacted some of you already, but I'll be contacting, to the degree possible, all of you to see if I can get 15 minutes of your time and then get some feedback from you. Thank you.
Hi, I'm David Vanka. I'm a representative of Council Member Jim Graham's office. There was some discussion questions about this before the meeting started, so I thought I would just give you an update. The committee assignments are out for the new council period. Council Member Graham is chairing the Committee on Public Works and Transportation, which will cover the ABC Board and ABRA, DDOT, DPW, Metro, the Department of Motor Vehicles, the Taxi Commission, the Transit Commission, and Washington Aqueduct and WASA. He is also a member of the Committees on Housing and Workforce Development, Community Affairs and Aging, and I'm blanking out on the third one momentarily. Let's see, Housing, Public Service. Public Services and Consumer Affairs. That's the third one. In addition, today was also a Committee of the Whole, and Councilmember Graham introduced three pieces of legislation that I think may be of interest here. First of all, he introduced legislation that would expand the Columbia Heights parking program to all of Ward 1. This would reserve one side of the street for residential parking and make everybody within the ward eligible for RPP. There would be no longer any streets that were exempted. And it would extend the Mount Pleasant Visitor Pass program ward-wide. He also introduced legislation responding to a concern that, from someone in Mount Pleasant relating to covers for license plates. There was a Mount Pleasant constituent who was hit with a $500 fine for a transparent license plate cover. He introduced legislation that would make those covers legal and lower the fine for a tinted or colored plate to $75, which is more in line with the national average. And finally, he introduced legislation that would make the slogan "Taxation without representation" mandatory on DC license plates.
I have got to make a quick trip home because I don't have all my files with me. I'll be as quick as I can.
Any for?
My name is Olivia Cadaval, and again, I want to commend the Commission for the grants program. And I think if it did nothing else, or if it does nothing else, it has brought forth, I think it's one of the best ways to find out what the real interests of the community are, what their interests are, what their issues are, and the resources that are in this community. I think, you know, the Commission's always trying to identify, you know, what do people care about, what's happening, and I think this, you know, without asking much, you've really got a lot to enter in this grant program, and I do commend you.
Sure.
What have you heard about it?
I haven't heard about it. What I've seen is some of the things that people are asked, some of the projects that are coming forth. And I think it's just amazing. People seem to have put a lot of effort. People have really put themselves forth and said, you know, this is what I can do. This is what we need to do. And I think that's, you know, information. I've very briefly looked at what they are suggesting to do.
No further public discussion? Barbara, you have nothing for us today? Mitchell, you have nothing to say today? Oh, my. Oh, sometimes. Okay. Well, Jane, I promise we'd come back to you.
Yeah, I just wanted to finish up. Okay, so then there were just two other points. One is there's this controversy, well, the duplicative of government services, which is something that won't get funded by the auditor, which is a little bit of turmoil for the program. So there were some suggestions from people who participated in various capacities in the program, and one of them, which was very good, was instead of having it as a ranking factor, that there should maybe perhaps be a checkbox that says there may be some concern about that. And then that can either be vetted with the auditor beforehand, or if it is something that might be duplicative of the services but the government has perhaps dropped the ball on it, then maybe it's a symbolic thing to fund it and not get reimbursed for it. And then the other thing that was borne out by this is that some reviewers were aware of some government services that maybe that knowledge of those services isn't accessible to the community, and it's a way of sort of realizing that more outreach about government services that are out there. So that is another advantage that was borne out from this. And then the food guidelines, I think that was a big concern just because the city won't fund meals, but it really wasn't that big a deal, so maybe that shouldn't be in the ranking factor, but should be some other way put in the evaluation process. Okay, last thing. The substance of the proposals, I thought they were good. I thought that some of the lowest scores, just looking at them, were, I thought, some of the best ones, like statutory interpretation. You know, what does a law mean? What does shall versus will? Stuff like that, and speaking, engendering speaking skills for underrepresented to be able to give a 3-minute succinct testimony about their concerns is, I think, a really good project. For some reason, that wasn't funded. The library survey, that I think, but I, you know, these are things that are close to my heart. And then also the thing about figuring out who pays the taxes and where they go. I thought that was another thing that wasn't funded. But maybe they're food for thought that someone else can write a better proposal about. Anyway, thank you for your time.
Thank you, Jane. And we're so honored to have two former commissioners coming back to here when they don't have to be here. That's wonderful, James R. and Mitchell Backfield. I'm really impressed. Could be doing something else tonight on this dreary evening. Okay. So I'm sorry, Dave.
Yeah, I'd like to welcome the commission back. This is Twelfth Night. It's a magical time, last day of Christmas. And so we have to get off the holidays and get back to work, I'm sure. I know Olivia called Mexico trying to get something done, and she forgot that nobody in Mexico works until after the Day of the Kings. So, and this is a time for the commission as a whole to look at the way it does things and to enter the new year in a spirit of generosity and civility.
Well, thank you, Dave. That was wonderful. I, too, would like to see some positive changes for the new year. I welcome more for the community to get in touch with us more, never feel that we can't, and I'd like to be able to reach those that we didn't reach last year and get some new insight on some things. Any other commissioner want to voice their opinion at this time? Because we still need to wait for Jack, because if he left some of his files, that means he can't put the stuff up on the board there. So, Commissioner Edwards or Commissioner Tunda, like to have a word?
Yeah, I think this year I would like to see interaction between the commissioners and the neighborhood. Actually, there are a number of organizations that are within the neighborhood, and we have not really reached out to them. So I think we should open up, and also we allow the communities to open up so that we really address issues that are affecting our community here together. Thank you.
Oh, I know you got something to say, G. Come on.
Well, a lot, but on the general theme introduced by Dave.
Excuse me, Commissioner.
Can you use your mic? Because the wire, that wire is kind of short. Use the mic. Thank you. I have been urging for some time that we try to encourage people to develop local civic groups within Mount Pleasant, because we have so many different groups here, and to use those as a way to formulate their ideas and encourage them to do so early in the month, and then let's have a shift our meetings, switch the first and second purposes of the first and second meetings, which we've set, so that our meeting is on the third Tuesdays, and the first Tuesday is part of a public consultation process, and occasionally things will come up that are critical, and we can always have a meeting then. We will continue to post the meetings so we have that flexibility, and also so that legally we can offer light refreshments, as they're called, which turns out in many ANCs to be really critical for bringing in a broader range of people. But the issue has been raised that, well, we don't want to preclude people from coming in with the ANC, but I think it's generally a good idea that we try to encourage all the different groups to organize themselves so that they can develop some continuity and mutual support. And in the last several years, when we've been doing things at the beginning of the month, well, almost all the other groups in the neighborhood are formulating their ideas at the beginning of the month too, and that results in us not having very much time between their resolutions and when we meet, or that their resolutions have to wait for a month, and sometimes their concerns are not quickly answered. So that's, let me just say that. I think we can work to encourage not only more interaction with the ANC, but also with many of the other groups in the neighborhood.
Okay, thank you, Greg. Phil, you want to say anything?
I'd like to thank all the commissioners for meeting with me and talking with me in the months leading up to the election, having some good talks about what we want to do for our neighborhood and how we can all work together, and looking forward to working with all of you, and I'd like to thank all the support that I got from the community, particularly my SMD that came out in overwhelming support. I look forward to doing a good job and hope that we can get started right now.
Perfect timing, Jack. Oh, my goodness. We're at the point that the commissioners are making some brief comments. You have some comments you'd like to make?
Yeah, let's get going and get done and go home.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, I like that. Okay, so do we now want to go back to the top of the page of the business of doing the officers now, and then we can move on?
Yeah, and I think for the purposes of electing the chair, someone other than the candidate for chair ought to preside temporarily. Is that agreed? So perhaps?
I'm the vice chair currently.
So. That'd be okay with me, Greg.
I'm not going to be a candidate.
There you go. Greg, would you like to?
The chair entertains nominations for to be the chair for the for 2009. Dave.
I nominate Angela Scott Dormy for chair.
Okay. Are there any other nominations? Hearing none, we can proceed to the... is there any discussion? I don't think discussion is warranted in this, so we can proceed to a vote. All those in favor of Stormy Scott being our chair for next year? It is... Yes, it is unanimous, 6-0. Chair, you now can pick up the...
I just love how we're so technical. We now will entertain nominations for the vice chair.
I'll nominate Greg.
Are there any other nominations? Dave?
I'll nominate Phil so we can be chair.
I nominate Phil so he can be in training.
Okay.
In the interest of competition, I'll accept the nomination.
All right. This is going to be an interesting year. Are there any further nominations? Any discussion? Oh, we don't discuss on the nominations. All those in favor of Phil being the vice chair, raise your hand. Okay, we have two. All those in favor of Greg being vice chair. Okay, we have four.
Yeah, name the names, please, for the audio record.
That was
Phil and Dave voting for Phil.
Dave and Phil voting for Phil. Jack, Stormy, Oliver, and Greg voting for Greg.
Thank you.
All right. I love it. We're going to have healthy competition. Now we're at secretary. Greg?
I would nominate Jack McKay.
Any other nominations?
And I must say that with the interest of continuing to combine secretary and treasurer because they work so well together. And more under, and Jack does such a great job doing both.
Well, in all fairness, I'd like to separate them and do them one at a time if you don't mind.
Sure.
Okay. Secretary, any other nominations? All those in favor of Jack as secretary? At 6-0 in favor. Now we're to the treasurer. Nominations for treasurer. Dave?
I nominate Jack.
Okay, any other nominations?
Sorry.
All those in favor of Jack being treasurer?
Oh, Madam Chairman,
I wanted
to nominate Dave Bosserman for treasurer.
All right, Phil is going to make this interesting. All those Phil declines. Okay. All those in favor of Jack being treasurer? Raise your hand. 6-0 in favor of Jack being treasurer. Okay, do we have any other positions? Are those all? Okay, I sit on so many things I get confused. Okay, now we're moving on for the business of 2008.
Okay, the first thing we have to do is set the schedule of meetings for the upcoming year. That's a requirement.
Okay. Dave?
I like Greg's idea of moving the business meeting to the mid-month meeting and having... if we have a first meeting, have that as a different kind of meeting.
Okay, so that would mean we don't meet on the second Tuesday. We would be doing our mid-month meeting, so that would make us have only one meeting? One meeting on the third Tuesday. So what happens when we need a second meeting? It's just called?
Then that would be the first Tuesday. We will simply take the current arrangement and swap them. That's all.
Okay. All those in favor of making the bid?
I would like to clarify, because my proposal is that we continue to poster both meetings, and so that we can have an informal meeting at the first. And if there is business, then we can do it. But the intent of it is also, because it is a formal meeting and has been posted, then we can offer food and have an informal approach. And making sure that we follow the rules in the future of only light refreshments.
If we're going to have an informal meeting, my opinion is that that's just what it would be. I don't want to do business at an informal meeting. That was the whole point of why we came up with the informal meeting, so we could deal more with the public. Dave?
I was just going to say, I hadn't realized we had postered both meetings.
We have not been postering both meetings, it's true.
We were only posting the business meeting the second Tuesday, correct? Okay.
Well, the intent was to do both, so we could offer food.
Yeah, I mean, let's make this clear. Greg is just talking about being able to offer refreshments, because the technicality of the law is that only at an ANC meeting, a business meeting, can we offer refreshments? I don't think refreshments warrant the time and trouble and money of postering a meeting.
Okay, any further discussion on that? Okay, so, Oliver?
If we move the meeting to the third week of the month, will that meeting be on Tuesday or any other day?
Tuesday.
Okay. It will be the third Tuesday of each month. And I have the list posted up there, by the way, the third Tuesdays for 2009.
Okay. So make sure we got this clear. We're going to have to move the business meeting to the third Tuesday of the month, and still having the second Tuesday of the month. No,
first
Tuesday,
Tuesday
of the month. Being the informal meeting. Is that the way it is?
That's okay with me.
Okay. Everybody in favor of that? Can you show by raising your hand? Are you voting, G?
I'm going to vote against it because of the reasons that I said.
No discussion during the vote, please.
Okay. We have five in favor of accepting the third Tuesday of the month being the business meeting. And if another meeting is needed, the first Tuesday is the informal meeting.
And Greg votes no on that motion. Yes.
Madam Chair, I'd like to amend that resolution to strike January 20th, seeing as how we have had a meeting this day, and January 20th is, for all intents and purposes, a federal holiday in the District of Columbia.
That's true.
I think that is an admirable suggestion. I will strike that with the permission of the commission. We are not going to be meeting on January 20th.
Yeah. All agreed.
Okay, wonderful. So,
I also would like to make us. It's useful that we set the first meeting in that we're going to have in January at this time too. We did it last time, and it allowed us to not have a lot of rigmarole.
Oh, in 2010.
Yes.
Great. That could be separate.
Yes. So I hope there would be unanimous consent to accept that it would be the third Tuesday in January for our next meeting, for the first meeting of the next year.
Okay.
Is there unanimous consent?
Okay. Anybody don't want to do that? No, nope, everybody's in agreement.
The third Tuesday of January 2010 is the 19th, so I'll add that to the list.
Okay, well, moving on. Do we need to do the standing committees at this time?
I'd like to move that the standing committees be the Commercial Corridor Committee, because it's the only one that's been really active, and that, as before, we institute special committees as we need to go along.
Okay, any comment on that? Is everybody in agreement to that? Add the committees as we go? All those in favor? Show of hands. 6-0, everybody's in favor of that. Okay, we'll move on to the secretary's report, the minutes of the December 2nd meeting.
Let me understand, is the commercial corridor committee then the only standing committee? Is that the agreement?
Yes.
Thank you. Secretary's report. I distributed the minutes of the December 2nd meeting on December 4th. Are there any corrections to be offered to those minutes? Hearing none, I will take them to be accepted.
I move that they be accepted by unanimous consent. Somebody should say something.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was reading. I'm sorry. I second it. Do I need a second?
I think all we need is...
Would you keep passing the proposals around? Somebody has
Commissioner Edwards?
Yeah, please.
What is it?
The minutes of the December 2nd meeting have been accepted.
Yes.
Okay. And now, if I can proceed with the treasurer's report.
Yes.
Which gets complicated because of the first of the year things we have to do. Among them, there's this matter of the Advisory Neighborhood Commission Security Fund. And we have to pass a resolution to the following effect. Resolved that ANC1D approves the Commission's participation in the Advisory Neighborhood Commission Security Fund and authorizes the payment of the $25 fee for the period January 1, 2009 through December 31, 2009. The chairperson and the secretary are authorized to execute the Security Fund agreement.
I will second.
All those in favor?
Unanimous. Yes. Thank you. Now, the first quarter of FY09, which is the quarter that just ended. And I have completed and distributed the quarterly report. This is simply the front page of it. That is to say, we started off with $52,982, received one district allotment, various expenditures. Largest single expenditures for purchase of service, that was for our contractors. Closing with a balance of $52,037.47. And this, the books do in fact balance. I would like to, and there's a good deal more to this. That's a listing of the checks. And with each listing of the check, there's the purpose and the date of approval. And also the invoice or receipt. I keep very careful track of invoices and receipts to make sure that we've got one for every expenditure. We don't have a savings account. This is just the checks written and the division into the various categories which are required by that first page. So with the... Perhaps I should show also, I've distributed the cover page for this. But can't lay my hand on it right now. There are a lot of things I put together for the benefit. This is one of the sheets I put together for the benefit of the auditor, showing every expenditure and the invoice receipt and the resolution. All this goes on a CD so that the auditor can find everything at his, all of our records at his fingertips.
Well, it looks very complete to me and everything is balanced.
Yeah, I wanted to leave it at that.
I move that we accept the treasurer's report.
I second the motion.
Well, beg pardon. What I need is approval of the quarterly report, so that I could submit that
quarterly
to the auditor.
So, a friendly amendment, so accepted. I'm ready to vote.
Okay, all those in favor? Unanimous.
Thank you. Concerning the audit, it is very close to completion. This is the audit for the period October 2005 through March 2008. And Mr. Barnum advises me that there will be only the mildest of criticisms. That is to say, some of the petty funds were not, petty fund expenditures were not documented. Some of the quarterly reports were late. Other than that, I think it will be a very satisfactory audit that we'll have in the very near future. Now, on the grants, recall that we had this review team, and we offered the review team $75 honoraria. Not a fee for service, but an honoraria. Two of them declined. They're the three. Two of them have been cashed. The third has not been cashed, but evidently it was accepted. I would like to have a specific approval from the commission for those expenditures, for the three $75 check to these three persons who served on the grant review committee.
I second the motion.
All those in favor?
Unanimous, thank you. I have compiled our grant expenses because you recall that we have a total budget of $3,000 for monitoring the grants, and we're up to a total expenditure of about $2,500. That is, of course, valuing Greg's time at zero.
And James.
And the following expenditures have been made. I just want a pro forma approval. The Community of Christ rental for our meeting room here, $150, a check written on December 22nd. Radio Shack, $29.95 for a replacement microphone for the one, replacing the one that it was failing. And $17.96 to Staples for cable ties and a cable concealer. May I assume that the commission approves of these expenditures?
I move that the commission approve these. Second?
Second.
I'm ready to vote.
Okay, can I get a motion?
Greg made the motion.
Oh, I second it. Oh, my gracious. I need to stop reading while I'm doing this. All those in favor? It's unanimous. Yeah, because I was confused that on my copy I didn't have a mic.
Yeah, I'm sorry. This is
next to Neil Richardson's name.
Yeah, this has been updated. This gets updated pretty frequently in the hours approaching the meeting.
Okay.
I have the following payments scheduled to be made. I forgot the checkbook, so Albert's going to have to wait for his check. But $825 to Neil Richardson for his services in December. $52.50 to Ade for the same. Tony Grillo, $50 for his post-screening for this meeting. And Albert Varela, $50 for his audio assistance during this meeting. Is there any question with the...
So moved.
Yeah.
All those in favor? Unanimous.
Thank you. Now for the contractors, I move that we renew the standing authorizations to pay Tony Grillo $50 for posters for each meeting and Albert Varela $50 for audio assistance for each meeting.
So moved.
All those in favor?
I'm sorry, would the chair read that again, please?
We have a standing arrangement with Tony Grillo for posters and with Albert Varela for running the audio system here, and we pay them $50 each shot. This is simply formalizing that for the coming year, saying that we approve that expenditure month by month for the coming year.
Okay. Can we retake the vote? All those in favor? It's unanimous.
On the next item, I have at the end appended a resolution in keeping with the discussion that I had with Leonard Barnum, the auditor, of how to formulate these things.
Okay. Wait.
Well, this is about... Neil and Leticia are gone. We terminated contracts at the end of last year just so that this session, this new session of the ANC, could start fresh.
Okay.
Ade has the impression that he is being dismissed. I think Ade could be very useful to us. So Greg has written a resolution to the fact that we will continue to contract for Ade's services for the coming year. Is this an appropriate time for me to introduce that resolution?
I would like to do so while
okay.
we're on it.
I'd like to propose. Can I make a motion?
Use the microphone.
I'm sorry, I'm a little unfamiliar with parliamentary procedure, but am I allowed to make a motion postponing that resolution to a later time?
That's a tabling of the motion that I just made, but mine hadn't been had a chance to be seconded.
Actually, I think because this is the treasurer's report, it's,
okay.
it's a little bit out of order for me to handle a motion at this time. It should be under new business.
Okay.
And if Phil would be happier with it under new business, let's do it under new business.
It's just that I want to make sure that it gets done, and hopefully it will be very short.
Well, just put it at number one under new business.
And that completes the treasurer's report.
I have a question, Jack. Are we presenting, or are you presenting the proposal for FY09? Or did you do that and I missed it?
You mean
the budget?
No, I raised that because we are going to have to consider it. We don't have to formulate a budget until we are notified of what our allotment from the city is going to be. And as far as I know, we have not received word to that effect. So there's no urgency about it.
Okay.
On the other hand, I would rather not put this off till the last minute.
Okay. All righty.
Madam Chair.
Greg?
What we have done successfully in the past is just passed a continuing budget, and then we come back and can amend it whenever we wish.
And one of the items which I distributed before the meeting was a comparison of the budget and our actual expenditures for FY08. So we might take a look at that and see if we need to adjust anything.
Well, I'd like to suggest that we do that, not tonight, but when we have a chance to think about it.
That's what's shown right here. This was our FY08 budget, proposed budget. That's our FY08 actual. And now I invite the commissioners to consider this and decide what would be appropriate for FY09.
We can amend the budget at any time, but just
yeah.
as a convenience, I'd like to suggest we adopt a continuing budget.
I'm fine with that. Anybody else have an opinion? Anybody object to it?
Yeah, I think it's appropriate to take the FY08 budget as continuing until it is replaced with an FY09 budget.
So I move, you second, and call for a vote.
All those in favor? Unanimous. Okay. So we're going right to... do we have something under unfinished business before we go further? Okay, very good. So we were putting... excuse me. At the top of new business was the... what did you call
okay.
it?
Okay, the Ade's contract, and that's displayed. Greg, would you like to take a lead on this?
The current contract for administrative services of Adebayo Odubile, and to clarify, staff oversight is the title, short title. The current contract for administrative services of Ade is renewed for 1 year through 2009 with the following conditions. The intent of staff is to provide administrative support, not executive decisions. 1D staff works with communications and collaboration of the full commission and under the oversight of the staff group of Stormy Scott, Greg Edwards, and Jack McKay, but with a single point of contact, currently Greg Edwards. Interim reports on task progress and draft products will be sent to all commissioners as those work products are written. The commission encourages and will pay for somewhat more time than before for documentation, including brief reports on discussions, URLs of information useful on research topics, database design documentation, and alternatives considered. All references in the old contract to an executive director are void, and a fresh copy should be submitted incorporating the above changes. I spoke with Ade 2 weeks ago.
I second the motion.
Oh, thank you. May I make a short discussion? I spoke with Ade. He said that he wanted a single point of contact because before he was confused and did not want to. The terms of this are simply with that one change is what we had adopted in the over time as adjusted in the previous year. And we can always go back and re-change this, but it's something that will allow us to move forward, and it's something that came out of these discussions. Part of it was actually came out of the discussion with the auditor, who said that he's very loath to approve expenditures for staff that does not make it clear that it's purely for administrative services, because that's what the law provides. And secondly, because his experience is that once you label somebody an executive, then they tend to run off with a commission.
Okay. Now, Phil, you were able to read along. Are you pretty much caught up?
Okay. Has he submitted progress reports to date on his work to date?
Well, for last year, the ED submitted the updates for them.
He submitted.
They communicated with the ED, and the ED communicated with us. So I guess yes, technically.
He did, but the change is that it goes directly to all the commissioners, which is something that we had a long discussion of several months ago and requested.
But there will remain a single point of contact?
Yes.
And that's you?
Until I resign and run for the hills.
Well, although his point of contact is Greg's, no decisions are still done without the whole of the commission. And I also, if we go along and agree with this tonight, I would also like him to attend the meeting. That's one thing I did like about the prior arrangement. It wasn't an arrangement, but they were always present at the meeting. I would like for him to be present at the meeting. So, Oliver.
I think having one point of contact to me would be not a good idea. But rather have two persons, one main point of contact and another point of contact person. At least two people would be, I think, a good idea to me.
Chat.
The trouble with multiple points of contact is that you may have conflicting directions from the two, which is why it's important to have a single person who is the conduit for supervision.
Oliver?
If the main point of contact person is not there and he needed some information, where would he go?
He can always go to the complete commission, and I really want to encourage that communication with the full commission. He has access to our Google group, so he can always email us and get replies from the group as a whole.
There's also the working group, and which can give immediate response when the full commission is not available.
Who is the working group?
It's up there. It's you, Jack, and me.
You've got a label of staff group up here.
Staff
yes.
group, excuse yes. me. I'm sorry, staff group.
Oh, okay. All righty. Everybody's heard the discussion. All those in favor? Okay, we have five commissioners voting. Edwards, Tunda, Scott, Barcelona, and McKay to... And yes, and we have a no?
Yes, correct.
And one no from? Okay.
I vote no.
Okay. So that moves on 5-1.
May I ask that we take up next the suggestion of Claudia Schlossberg made from the floor? Because that's something that has a short time notice, and I hope it's something that we can get out of the way very quickly because it would be a simple authorization.
Okay. Someone want to read that resolution? I think you have something over there.
Thank you. Resolved, ANC 1D authorizes the filing of a notice of appeal in the matter of Don Juan's Restaurant and Carryout in order to preserve the ANC's rights to be given great weight in matters before the Alcohol, Beverage, and Control Board. The notice of appeal shall be filed before January 15, 2009. Why? It is imperative that the ANC pursue the appeal to preserve its rights before ABRA.
You want to give that to Jack, Dave?
I'll second that.
We have a motion and a second discussion. Seeing none, all those in favor? Jack, am I assuming you're in favor? All right, 6-0 in favor. Okay, those were the two things that we were putting to the front. Is that not correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we're on to the restructure Fiesta in Mount Pleasant to include better consultation.
I have one that is critical, and one that I'd like to get behind us. One that's critical is the one on easements on the 1600 block of Park Road, because that's something that needs to be done in the next couple of weeks. It needs to be completed in the next couple of weeks. It's at the bottom of Jack's list.
I don't know how we're going to do this and how it's going to work out, but I'm doing well with this last minute.
Greg, which one is this? I'm trying to do too many things. Which one is it that you want?
Better trees.
Yeah, it's not. It's one above. Yes, that's the one.
Okay.
Let me, if I may, with permission of the commission, read this. ANC1D advises the D.C. Council Committee on Public Works and Transportation, that should be added. Chairman Jim Graham and the D.C. Department of Transportation to leverage this
Greg, you want me to read this?
Please.
ANC1D advises the D.C. Council Committee on Public Works, Chairman Jim Graham, and the D.C. Department of Transportation to leverage this moment of great attention on streetscape upgrades on 16th Street, Park Road Northwest, to gain and record easements for improved life quality, to replace junk trees, and wherever possible, to start planting a regular pattern of tall trees immediately. 1D asks Councilmember Graham and the Director Designate to make obtaining easements a top priority for the DDOT legal agency. Complete the first pass in the next few weeks and make moderate fund transfers for a first pass upgrade.
Dave?
Yeah, I have two problems with this. One, as I constantly said before...
You've got to get a second to it first.
I'll second it.
Okay, Dave.
I have two problems with this. And as I constantly said before, there are no junk trees on that street. Would you define junk trees?
There are a bunch of gnarled trees, that many of which, when they produce fruit, are some ginkgo fruit.
These are trees decided by the city to plant along that particular road. I planted many of them myself, just a little bit east of there. And they certainly are not junk trees, so I would certainly vote against this if that language is left in. The second, this is essentially a taking of people's front yards. And I see it is said in here that everybody agrees. Well, if so, then we should have that documented.
May I answer?
Greg?
I would accept there are random, I would take a friendly, this is a friendly amendment to say random trees, because they are not in a regular pattern, number one. And number two, this is no taking. It is absolutely not a taking. It's a matter that many of the people that have been contacted, many of the property owners that have been contacted, said that they would be willing to give easements, and only those that are willing to give easements would then be participants in the program.
Well, I think we ought to have that documented.
Further discussion? None. Ready to take a vote?
One.
Just Jack. When we're talking about an easement, how much space are we talking about?
4 feet.
This is just on the south side of Park Road, or is it both besides?
It would primarily, right now it's concentrating on the south side because that's the only side that we probably have the money and time to handle at this phase. There may be a possibility of another phase. In fact, I'm promised it by the project people, but that is going to be another 2 or 3 years off. So this the south side is the one that has the narrowest sidewalks. There, for those that may not know, this has been a topic for about 6 years of where people have felt that the street is very bleak, they don't have very good trees, they have very few trees, they have very narrow sidewalks. The ENC has passed numerous resolutions on this to try to alleviate this. We made a mistake, the DDOT made a mistake in thinking that there was public parking there, but it was not. It's these are private holdings, and and if we're going to improve this very heavily used street, a street where there are about 1,300 residents on it already, then this is an opportunity to do it. If we don't seize this opportunity in the next few weeks, then it may go on for many years.
Are the property owners aware that that's going to be 4 feet?
That's what I'm calling them. That's what I've been saying. I've been talking with almost all of them.
But has anyone actually shown them how much of their yard would be gone if they take 4 feet? Because I would hate for that to come back and haunt us. Phil?
Well, the easement is whatever they're willing to give, actually. So the main problem is not
Greg,
that.
Excuse me. You have to come back to you. I had called Phil. I didn't know you were continuing to respond. I'm sorry. Come back to you. Phil?
What would prevent the property owner from simply granting the easement?
Well, that's exactly what we're looking for. Here's what I was going to say. May I speak, Chair?
Yeah.
Okay. The problem is that, and I explained this in an email that I sent to the commission yesterday, is that currently there is a backlog of 2 years for the legal department to handle even grants of easement. For those in which there's any complexity, it can go on for several more years, and even reports of it been 10 years before they get around to some more complicated ones. So the project staff that is working closely with us in what may be the first and the best example of DDOT working with us closely on one of these difficult projects, they said it would be very handy for us to pass this resolution and to work with Jonathan Cass and Councilmember Graham, which I have been talking with him, in encouraging the new director, Gabe Klein, to ask the legal department to speed this up so that they can get this done in the next couple of weeks while it's under construction. I'm afraid that if we don't do that, then I've already talked with a number of the people, the managers and property owners, and I think then they may put it off for many years. So, go ahead.
Jack?
Yeah, your text doesn't mention widening the sidewalk, and yet that is one of the principal benefits of this easement, is it not, a wider sidewalk?
Actually, the principal benefit of this, I mean, we've already...
So the answer is no. This is not about wider sidewalks.
We've already gotten 2 feet for widening the sidewalk, but let me say what the principal benefit is. It will allow us to put in tree boxes and thus have a regular row of trees like you see in many other streets and make this a place where we have a lot of trees.
So this is all about being able to add trees to Park Road?
Yes.
Let me ask, what do you mean? What are these moderate fund transfers for?
There may be a little bit of expense in adding, because this is not included in the current contract of the for the current operations, and it's going to have some delays and some rearrangements to put in the tree boxes, but it's not.
So the fund transfers are to support the work that DDOT would do. That's not compensation to the property owners.
Yes. Now there is one piece that we need to get the easement done if we're going to fulfill two of the three lanes. The ANC passed a resolution asking for three lanes there. The Mount Pleasant traffic study also suggested three lanes there. And even to do two lanes, right, we will need to get an easement from Habitat Realty and Ross Abbott Bowl and get that recorded if we're going to proceed on that soon.
Okay. Dave?
Yes. If it's a matter of trees, we're going to trade several thousand square feet of cement for what is now grass. Everywhere else in the city where there are narrow sidewalks, we do not choose the path of putting in several thousand square feet of cement where there used to be grass. We plant trees where there's grass, and they plant trees on the people's yards with their permission. We've done that on Monroe Street just west of here, and we've done that on many other streets where I've planted trees. That seems to me a much more ecological solution.
May I answer?
Okay, and then I need to understand, if you're widening this, you're talking about making that two lanes? No, you said three lanes.
No, that's only at the western end. The commission passed a resolution several months ago asking that we smooth the traffic in this crosstown arterial, a major crosstown arterial, by observing the reasons why traffic backs up, not only on this block, but also the 1500 block of Park Road. And that is because people making a turn from a one-lane street, waiting for the light or waiting for other things, then back up all that traffic. And since this is a crosstown arterial, there's a huge amount of traffic to be backed up. But let me say that the residents of the street have signed, 150 of them have signed resolutions asking for this. Their civic associations have asked for this. And this has been under discussion, and I think it's pretty well understood. These resolutions have been submitted to this ANC over the last year. And I would like to see the wishes of the people that actually live there respected and give them a chance for what they consider to be an upgrade.
Okay. Dave?
If this is really about trees, not a third or fourth lane of traffic or not about a wider sidewalk, then the obvious solution is to plant trees in the grassy areas. These are great opportunities for 4 feet by 10 feet tree boxes. Where else could you find that?
Okay. I'd like to make a motion that we close discussion.
Aye.
Jack?
Move that this be tabled until the next meeting so that we can take a closer look at this and find out exactly where the trees are going to be, what's going to have to be moved, where are we tearing down walls, where are we tearing up sidewalk, where are we tearing up grass. I think there's... I realize the time pressure behind this, Greg, but this just isn't clear enough for us to work with. And I would like to...
It's a changing situation.
I would like to take it the coming month so that we can lay out exactly where easement would be, where... I'm not finished, Greg. Where the easement would be, how much of an easement would be required, who would be giving up what, where the trees would go.
Okay, is that a second to what Jack's
motion
said?
To the table.
To what Jack's motion is. Any discussion?
Yes, I will stop working on this immediately because I think the commission is destroying the needs and the advantages to the people on that street, and that it's not worth me putting in any further time on this particular element of the thing, and. When people ask me why, I will point them to the commissioners that have voted against it.
Well, I think that that's a very unfair statement for you to make, Commissioner Edwards, because The two commissioners at this point are simply saying they would like to have a clearer picture of what you're speaking of. They're not saying that they wouldn't be in favor of it. And I also would like to be able to see exactly what's being done, a clear picture of it. And it's not being making a negative thing, and I think that's not a good thing for you to just say you want to drop it. We're simply saying we want to see a clear picture of what you're saying, some kind of diagram.
Who's going to put in the work to do it?
Well, excuse me, we can inquire about who's going to do the work. I mean, that's not an impossible thing. I'm just making in reference to you making a comment that you're just going to give up on something that your constituents want. You have to honor the wishes of the whole commission. And if two commissioners, I mean, we can discuss who's going to do the work later, but I'm just talking about the statement at this moment. Dave?
I'm all in favor of planting trees and preserving the green space.
Any further discussion?
Move the vote on the motion.
Look, let me respond to that. I am willing to, and it was an original proposal, that given the size of the tree box they want, and the size of which is a citywide standard, which does not apply to Ward 1 and areas like this where things are very dense. I think it would be perfectly acceptable to plant trees in the current private property in an easement and to use it for that, and to leave that, because I am also very concerned about the extra sidewalks and so on. The points that you raise are also ones that I have raised, and so if we could say, since that is something that I think we both agree with, if we could clarify that, then I think this might go forward, and with that understanding.
Okay.
But I personally have spent many years working on this, and I'm at the end of it. I just don't have any more time to work on this, and this is the time to do it. And if we don't do it in the next couple of weeks, I think we will lose it.
Well, we have great respect for all the hard work that you've done, Commissioner. We're just simply saying we just need to see a little clarity on it. We can discuss who's going to do the work. You don't have to per se do the work, but nobody's knocking your resolution down, just asking for a little clarity.
I think I suggested an accommodation that may simplify this, because then we don't need to see traffic. I mean, to see the actual plats with the being drawn.
Greg, would you like to suggest language, or?
Well, I'd like you to help me with it, because it fits. That will fit with what you want. And part of my frustration on this is that the DDOT uses a CAD system that is very expensive and does not produce graphs for people to have. They don't have any money for producing any further operations. Okay. All these are issues that you mentioned are things that I've been fighting with and spending a great deal of time and a great deal of frustration on over many months. And So I think we can solve this right now.
Okay. Commissioner, hold on a moment, please. We need to go back to address the motion that Commissioner Edwards made and the second that he received on that, and then come back and y'all can word on this resolution.
The motion, having priority at the moment, is my motion to table. That has to be dealt with first.
Okay, all those in favor of tabling this resolution and coming back to it?
Wait. He said coming back to it in February.
Yes. Tabling the motion until the February meeting.
And I say that it appears that we may be able to solve this with Dave and myself changing this so that it would address his concerns.
You still have to vote on the motion.
Yes. So I'm asking that we defer turn down the tabling motion. You're welcome to submit it again. Let's see if we can get this done now. And if not, well, then you can do with the motion, the whole motion, as you wish.
Okay, now I'm totally confused. We have to vote on the motion because it received a second. We have to vote on that motion.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now we're voting on the motion to table until February. We've got to do that part again. All those in favor of tabling to February? Okay. We have four commissioners voting to table.
Three.
Three.
Four. I'm sorry. I didn't see you again.
Okay. And. But what did you want me to do? The motion was out there and it had a second. You came and made your comment after that point. Now, I don't know, according to the bylaws, if you can resubmit this resolution that you and Dave want to do, because it would be a whole new wording. This particular part is tabled. But if I'm understanding, it does not stop y'all from doing another resolution. Am I correct about that? Oh, okay.
Let me be sure that I've got this correct. Voting in favor of tabling. Oliver, Stormy, me, and Dave. Is that correct?
No.
It's Phil. Okay, thank you.
Okay. Now, are you...
Madam Chair, I'd like to recognize David Baca for a brief statement from the floor.
Okay, I have to get an agreement from the commission as a whole. Would y'all like to address David Baca at this time?
Yes.
Okay.
I was just going to volunteer to Jack that he needed to change Dave's name to Phil's name.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay, now, do you want to, you guys want to reword this resolution?
First of all, I want to thank you for your adroit finding of a resolution of this issue, because it has become, with so much work, and with so many people over so long of a time, that I would hate to see this go down because of a few problems. So thank you, Madam Chair, for intervening, Stormy, for intervening in this. Dave, yeah. can we approve this with some changes, saying that this is not to be with concrete tree boxes, and just with trees.
I'd like to get assent from the commission before we do anything, because we just tabled we just voted to table until February. So what does everyone else think?
That's right. You're out of order to consider it at this point, unless there's another motion to take it from the table, which can always be done.
Yes, we could move to take it from the table and reconsider with reformulations. But
alternatively, I could volunteer to work with, and there's three or four agencies involved in this, of course, DDOT with their Department of the Environment, Public Works, and the actual Department of Forestry. And then the Department of Environment has their little finger in this, too. So I would volunteer to work with all those people to see if they could just do it.
Well... And without any easements, you're saying?
Without easements, but with permission.
Well, let me just say that it's fine with me that if you wish to do that. I just don't want to spend much time on this anymore, because it has been a huge amount of time.
It would save an awful lot of money and construction nonsense, of course.
Well, this is... DDOT seems to think that they need easements to do a lot of this. And
tree planting people can plant in anyone's yard if they say yes.
Okay, but we still have the easement issue at the West End, and for that, in front of Habitat Realty and 1650, and for recording those two easements in order to get the left turn lane and reduce the amount of congestion in this, we would need what the DDOT people say they need the new director to ask the legal department to put this to the top of the pile and process this right away.
That has nothing to do with this motion.
Well, I sort of swept it in because I'm trying to take care of a lot of different things here, both the trees and to get the and to also take care of that the two lanes now. Jack and I have been out there, and we think that two lanes would probably be enough for the moment. Three lanes would require, in the middle of their construction, would be just too much.
I think we need to move on to another.
Yes, we need to go on from this point. But Dave's going to join you now in this effort.
Well, I have turned over responsibility to him for that.
Okay.
And I appreciate that because, but I would like to suggest, yes, we do need to move on, and there is a major issue in front of us, which is the grants program. And that may take the grants, and we ought to get that out of our way.
Okay. Someone want to read the Dave?
Oh, is there a resolution?
That's what I'm asking. Is there a resolution for this, or is this just a decision we're making? Okay, Jack's bringing it up.
Jack, would you do me the favor again of reading it for me?
Okay, reading for Greg. ANC-1D resolves to make 22 grants in accordance with the first 22 rankings of 1D's grant review panel, with the highest ranked 2 granted $500 each, and the next 20 granted $200 each. Each grant is to be made to a group with a letter as the announcement instrument that specifies disbursements. I'll fix that, Dave. Don't worry about it. Disbursements. Yes. Within 2 months of this resolution, will only be made upon 1D's receipt of a short final report sketching the results of a small prototype of the proposed project and ideas for further proposals not to 1D. Receipts with documentation sufficient to meet DC legal requirements. A signed statement that almost all of the funds went to the benefit of people and activities within Mount Pleasant, and a reasonably determined identification of to whom the 1D check should be made. This is followed by a list of the grants in the order.
Dave?
I second the motion.
We have a second. Do we have any discussion? Phil?
I'd just like to make sure that we put the list of the next 20 up on the board so that the audience and the commission can see it.
Being, by the way, passed around, copies are being passed around.
But I think that's a good idea. Why don't we just quickly go down these. The two receiving $500 will be Nuevas Raices and AMP Policing Work Group. The next 20 receiving $200. Empowering all community members with skills and resources needed to care for bicycles. Provide effective education to Woodner residents on protection from bed bugs. Convene a forest focus forum for group discussion on solving vaccine security challenges in Mount Pleasant apartment buildings. Launch an emergency fire safety plan for the 3,000 occupants of the Woodner apartment building. Teach life survival skills to Spanish-speaking women. Oaklawn Terrace forming a work group on fire and emergency. Bringing the benefits of urban gardening to ANC-1D. Forensic/legal counseling for indigent arrestees. Helping our residents transition out of addiction and homelessness. Teach survival English to Spanish-speaking women for greater participation in the community. Self-sufficient in urban gardening in Mount Pleasant. Form an incorporated Oaklawn Terrace Building Association. Complete a list of Mount Pleasant apartment buildings, property management, DCRA information. Youth Sleuth, wrapping our minds around needs of at-risk youth. We Are Mount Pleasant, celebrating difference, finding common ground. AMP, Always Mount Pleasant, workshops to assist groups articulate ideas and leverage further grants. Oaklawn Terrace Building Association forms a security root group to assure safety for its residents. Is My Neighborhood Hazardous to My Health? Identify needs of the Vietnamese community in Mount Pleasant towards their better future, and incorporate the Park Road Row Association to build community and progress.
Okay, everybody's seen them. All those in favor? We got 6-0.
No.
Oh, I'm sorry. I just assumed. Please excuse me. Commissioner McKay voting no.
No, that's an abstention.
Oh, it's abstaining. Okay. Were you breathing heavy over there? You know we wasn't going to let all y'all hard work go down. Where did Jane go? Jane left? I can't believe it. She didn't stay to hear that? Okay.
May I just make a comment that this is apparently the first time that NEANC has used an external review panel to rate things.
Okay, so are we on to restructure Fiesta in Mount Pleasant?
I think we have one more from Greg.
Yes, that's more critical.
Okay, that's...
And that's... I didn't think I was going to have to do this until the last moment, as you saw.
Let's read the resolution,
okay,
Greg.
Sure, I'm sorry. Would you please read it again for me?
ANC 1D resolves to advise the D.C. Department of Transportation that it is not following the ANC law in providing advance notice of proposed changes in transit services. Three recent examples are changes in the 42 bus line, moving a bus stop 100 feet from a low to a high density area, and changes in mass transit and circulator patterns that impact Mount Pleasant residents. 1D notes that the proposed bus pad at the west end of the 1600 block of Park Road Northwest was not requested by WMATA, was never discussed with 1D, and would interfere with other 1D resolutions and has numerous nuisances. I'll second the motion. Greg, having made it.
Okay. Any discussion? Okay. Phil?
Thank you. Moving a bus stop from 100 feet from a low to a high density area, can you explain to me what you're talking about?
Yes. There's currently a bus stop in your SMD, Phil, at Park Road Park. And it has a... it has a bus shelter.
Excuse me, Commissioner, could you identify where Park Road Park is? Some of us don't know, like me.
It's a small triangular park whose long side is on Park on the 1700 block of Park Road, and that starts essentially at 17th Street.
This is the 1700 block of Park Road.
That's right.
On the north side.
Yes.
Mid block.
No, at the end of the block. It's at the east end of that 1700 block.
Okay. And where did they move the sign to?
They were proposing to move it to in front of two large apartment buildings, just on the north side, again, of course, and on the west end of the 1600 block.
Wouldn't that be more beneficial to the residents of those buildings?
No, they don't think so because of pollution and noise. There's already a bus stop on that block. Furthermore, it means, as it's noted here, that there would be, because the sidewalk is already extremely narrow there, and it would add much more congestion. There's no room for a bus shelter.
So this is... I guess what I'm confused about, have they moved the bus stop?
No, they made plans to do so.
So we're advising them not to follow through with their plans.
That's one of the things that's being said, yes.
Further discussion? Jack?
I think... this is weakened because it's addressing two disparate points. The lead is about DDOT not following the law. But the real topic here is the specific of moving this bus pad. And these ought to be two separate resolutions if you're going to do it that way. Or I don't think there's any purpose served in charging them with breaking the law. There are also questions about whether WMATA has to, for example, there's mention of the 42 bus line. I don't know what change in 42 bus line we're talking about. And if that was just WMATA, I don't think there's any requirement that WMATA consults with us about what they do. So is that a DDOT issue?
Well, as I understand it, the DDOT has to tell us about anything, and DDOT has to approve anything. Let me take your statement as a friendly amendment. Strike the first most of the first paragraph, and just change it to saying that ANC1D advises DDOT to not move this bus stop.
From what I understand, the people that live just on the other side of that park, across some nameless street, I forget the name of that street, on the north side of that park, wanted that moved because they thought a bus shelter built there would obstruct their view or make it hard to maneuver their cars in their street.
I heard that. And so they're moving the bus over to an area that where it would take away many of the few parking spaces that they have on that block, would increase the pollution and the noise, would further block things, and would deprive people that are using that bus of a bus shelter. And so
is there anything to the safety aspect of their case that a bus shelter there would obstruct motorist visions, making it dangerous to come in or out of that street?
There are also safety issues about people trying to get around a stopped bus at the other place, and so it's really an issue of for the greatest good for the greatest numbers. So it is true that when we are in as dense of an area as Ward 1, and in particular when we're dealing with eastern Mount Pleasant, where the population is about 25 times denser than it is in western Mount Pleasant, we're going to have a lot of trade-offs. In this case, I hope that the trade-offs will be made for the people rather than for the area.
Okay.
Let me...
Jack Denfield?
Yeah, I want to ask Greg if this rephrasing is appropriate. I wrote a different paragraph. ANC1D advises the District Department of Transportation that the bus pad at the Triangle Park on Park Road should not be moved to the east side of the 17th Street intersection. And then following with the rest of yours. Is that suitable?
Yes. Thank you. I take that as a friendly amendment.
Bill?
You had mentioned, Greg, that there was something that you had didn't think that you would introduce this, but you were forced to do that.
Mike Jellin wrote an email in which he said that I had characterized my opposition to this and that of the residents as having been backed by an ANC1D resolution. And in fact, we did not have a resolution on that. And I don't believe I had ever said that, but rather than go back and make all the changes, et cetera, I thought it would be best that to try to, in working with him, to make this right. I should say that all the engineers that looked at this agreed that the case was strongly in favor of not moving it.
What future plans are you referring to in point four? And that should probably be point D.
Well, you're right. Thank you for that. The future plans are that, as I've been trying to implement, as you saw in my long email, I hope, yesterday, there are about 15 ANC resolutions dealing with this block in this particular area, one of which was introduced by Jack in October, in which we asked for a three-turn lane. We're too late in this process, partially because they didn't talk to us about it when they should have 2 years ago, because they're not giving us notice. So we're doing all this at the very last moment with an immense amount of extra work. So the best that I'm able to do in trying to move towards implementing that ANC resolution is to get two lanes now, with a promise that in a few years we can come back and perhaps raise money to come back and do this block better. Unfortunately, this means that that it's probably going to be 5 years before we actually get any real results. But this will allow us to a bus pad at that point would be blocking would be against what is called Transportation Safety Agency guidelines. It's an agency within DDOT, And so it would block, a bus stop there would block the possibility of a right turn lane.
Okay. I'd like to make a motion to close discussion. Jack?
Sorry, Stormy. I think the key factor here is that there's ample room for a bus shelter there in the Triangle Park. There's no room for a bike for a bus shelter on Park Road on the other side of the intersection. So that's a compelling argument in favor of keeping it where it is. I would like to question again this. The statement, it has numerous nuisances. I don't think that's a meaningful statement. I don't know what that means.
You know, I throw these things out for my collegial change, and so change it. I will accept any reasonable, friendly amendment. Just remove it.
I would like to just delete that and just leave the first
fine.
2 points.
That's fine with me.
Jack, when you're done with that, I'd like to strike future plans. And
that whole
and
point four.
Put in the word having.
But this is a good way for me to also report on the intense amount, this experiment in
okay,
DDoT.
Let me be clear on this. What was Phil asking me to do?
Strike future plans.
Oh, is this okay with Greg?
And replace it with the word having.
Would.
In other words, both the word future and plans are removed.
What was the word you want?
Would interfere with having three turn lanes. So
okay.
I'm actually asking for striking the word four as well.
Good. That's a terser statement.
Then let me change that to, say, traffic lanes, because one of those is a straight through lane.
Okay.
Don't forget the word with. Yeah.
Thank you. Interfere with.
Okay. Can we take the vote now? You all right, Commissioner Edwards?
Yes, thank you.
Wonderful. All those in favor? All right.
Oliver,
you still debating on it? Okay, well,
that's
we
fine.
Got, all right, that's fine. We got five yes and one not sure. All right, so the motion carries. And we're moving on. Okay, we restructure Fiesta now?
Can I put Oliver down as an abstention?
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Restructure
okay. Fiestas in Mount Pleasant. Has everyone seen this? Any discussion?
It's been around for a couple of months.
Okay, do I have any discussion? Phil, it's okay. You're just getting here, no problem. Dave?
This is a complaint that the agencies and the organization, Fiesta DC, haven't discussed this with us before it happened. I guess that's it. I can't remember whether they were in front of us this last year or not, to tell you the truth.
Well, actually, they have come before us, and they have had discussions, but they did not. I will report quite frankly that the long list of suggestions that we have given them in many meetings that I spent a lot of time putting on for this, they've essentially adopted none of them, and they're very polite, they're very engaging, they're great people to talk and work with, but then when we get down to it, nothing, there are no substantial changes. A lot of my constituents and the people and merchants are unhappy with the way that things have gone. And I think we need to try to set this on another path.
Sure, but I don't think this says that. The only thing that says that many of the ANC resolutions directed to agencies have not been acknowledged, da-da-da-da-da-da. It doesn't say anything about Fiesta DC.
Well, here's the issue. that the agencies have not dealt with our issues. And essentially the way it has been going is that Ted Loza out of Jim Graham's office is the director, and that Jim Graham says, let's do it, and we are completely cut out of this. And then Fiesta DC doesn't have to pay any attention to what we and our constituents says, because the agencies are not fitting in with this.
But I see this really as directed to the agencies. I don't see that this is directed to Fiesta DC organization.
You're right. That is the logic of the thing. Thank you.
I do remember Fiesta DC coming to us. However, we did make mention at that time about certain things at that particular meeting, and we were assured that all those things were going to be addressed. For one thing, on that particular Sunday, there on that particular 2 days prior to, let's say that, there was nothing posted as it was in the year prior to last year, posted in advance. On my way to church, we got entangled in that traffic for almost the whole entire hour of trying to get out of that nucleus. Their whole situation was not organized, in my opinion, too well this year, because that was a terrible snarl they did. They had some of our constituents were cars were blocked in and they couldn't get out. They had no notice of it prior to, or reminders, I should say. Reminders were put up. So that part, I remember Fiesta DC saying that they had all that, you know, done. So I too say that this needs to be directed more to Fiesta DC as opposed to the agencies here.
Well, I would suggest we have two different things then. I would like to see a clear one going to the agencies. And again, this is something that has come up periodically in the past, that, and Jack just mentioned it right now, that we do several things at once. And here we're directing a complaint that the agencies haven't consulted with us. Now, that's legitimate. The Fiesta DC kind of gets lost in here. I think they're mentioned maybe, but nothing really definite. So I would suggest having this in two parts and having this as a DC agency part, and then if we want to do something with... I understand they're looking for a different venue. Anyway, that may be moot, but there are other festivals and there are other street things that we should be mindful of.
So we got a couple of things within this one resolution that maybe we can do them.
That's fine, and it's not in a rush. It's just that I'm trying to follow up. I mean, we hired staff to follow up on our resolutions. They didn't quite do that, so I'm trying to do it now. And I did follow up with the head of the DCRA department that handles festivals and special events, and I reported on that in an email yesterday.
I'd like to ask if Pedro has anything to say, if it's okay with the commission. But before that, I should say that I have been talking with other members of the Fiesta DC group, and some of the people tend to shy away from coming before this body because they feel they were insulted and it was too painful.
Jack?
Let Pedro speak to us about Fiesta DC since he's representing them.
Okay.
I agree. So, show of hands for those.
Well, who's in charge here?
Well, excuse me.
Excuse me.
I'd like to hear, okay. We can entertain that thought, but I'd like to hear what the commissioner has to say before we go out to the audience, please.
Yeah, I was dismayed at the way Fiesta DC went last year, because the prior year they came to us, and this gave us a chance to anticipate some of the problems. They dealt with some of the problems, noise levels, for example. This year, they didn't come to us, which meant not only that we were unable to review their plans, for example, blocking streets, but we weren't able to be an intermediary between the residents and Fiesta DC about the problems that were coming up. So I really think we need to restore that communication somehow. Now, my problem with this resolution is that, as Dave says, it's confused. It's not clear whether we're talking to Fiesta DC, which has no legal requirement to come to us, or an agency, and if we're talking to agencies, which agency? So I think the resolution needs work. I'm all in favor of it, because we need to make some changes. But I think the resolution's
And now at this point, I would I'd be happy to hear from Pedro.
Mayor, I would like to respond to Jack.
Okay.
Fiesta DC, instead of talking with us, tried to organize their own community operation, the way the DC Library has to avoid actually dealing with a commission. And they are, so I went to that meeting and I was the only person there aside from, I had prepared for the meeting by going and talking with a lot of the constituents, particularly business people and others that had talked with me before. So I carried to them a large list of items, and they said that they were going to address them, and they did not. I asked council member staff, who asked to not be identified, and was told essentially that why should Fiesta DC come to this commission, because they can go directly and get their way without having to talk with us. So the logic of the situation then was to say, well, we need to strengthen our relationships with the DC agencies that are required to talk with us and to build things with them. And as I reported, the resolution that we passed, setting up some innovative approaches, was sufficiently interesting to the department head that he had made it as part of his plan. They were shot down. He was too ambitious because he was going to implement it throughout our plan throughout the city all at once. And so I'm now arguing with him, with his reduced staff, to try it just here for a series of festivals and not particularly aimed at Fiesta DC.
Okay. All right. Ready to hear from Pedro now?
I welcome the opportunity to just address. I mean, I hear your concerns, and I agree with you that we did cause some problems, and that's in many ways, although we tried our best, it's very hard to do it. I'm here just to basically to say that if, in fact, there was a communication, weak communication, that we will do our best this time to establish that communication. It is my understanding from talking to the executive director that twice he showed up to ANC meetings and that you did not have any quorum, and that as a result he had to go. And I don't know whether that's accurate or not. I don't want to excuse him. I'm hearing what you're saying, and in fact, what we need is to establish better communication. More, you know, we'll definitely do that. I do want to clarify something. At the meeting that we held, that was specifically announced to get feedback from the community, although we advertised it a month in advance, yes, only two people from the committee showed up. It was not only once. It was you, Greg, and it was also a representative from the Mount Pleasant Business Association that showed up and brought concerns from the Business Association, and that's Gabriela. And you remember that she was present at the meeting.
Of course.
So that's inaccurate.
Not official.
But it was a representative from a sector that is very important to us as a community. So I'd like for you to be accurate in that. The second thing that is inaccurate in your statement over there, and I don't know who drafted that document, is that it says that none of the suggestions were followed. That is not true. In fact, one of the resolutions that you proposed, Greg, was carried out, and that was collecting all the oil from the vendors so that we would, in one way or another, not contribute to the pollution. And we did hire oil collectors so that all the vendors were able to then get rid of the oil. I'm not at this very moment aware of what other suggestions were made, but I want to tell you that we did try to address some of those concerns, including the concerns that Gabriela had presented to us from some of the business individuals, from some of the business who had complained of some issues in terms of how far away they were from their shops. I don't want to sound like I'm justifying our how we went about doing it. This is a large enterprise. David has mentioned, the board of directors is at this moment considering whether we have outgrown this venue in light of the fact that we got more people than we had expected, that we were expecting this year, and that adds to the complexity of the organizing of this event. So we are, in fact, considering the advantages and disadvantages of moving the festival to another, to a different venue. But that is not yet a decision. We're just considering it. And in fact, we're meeting on the 14th of this month. The board is meeting to address some of these issues. I will make it a point to convey to the board at that meeting of the concerns that you have expressed here of this resolution. And just want to be very candid with you that we're more than happy to continue working with you and addressing some of these issues. I don't want to sound like we're going to resolve all of them, but at least there is willingness and desire on our part to listen to the concerns of the residents, because we know that, yes, there's complications that come with organizing this type of events. I don't know if there are any questions. I'd be more than happy to answer them to the best of my ability if there are any questions or concerns.
Dave?
I'd just like to say, tell your board to come and talk to us, because we're a nicer, gentler ANC this year.
Kinder and gentler is the...
Okay, so, Jack?
I would like to move that this resolution be tabled until a future meeting.
Second.
Just because it needs some work. And I think we resolved a lot of the issues right now.
All those in favor? Okay, I have 5-1.
The one is abstaining.
Okay. Okay.
5-0 and Greg abstains.
Okay.
Thank you. Now I would like to move that we adjourn.
Amen.
Okay. That's the second?
Second.
We stand adjourned.
Thank you.